What's up, what's up, what's up, people? We in the house again. I'm in the house again. It's your boy Kundo from Dixon Foundation. And it's another podcast sponsored by Anchor. So, yeah, I'm sorry, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to open up kind of professionally, but you know what? You know, professionalism, yeah, okay. It's all good. You know, it'll get you places. But this segment right here is called Starting to Understand. Sitting in the car and thinking and starting to understand. You know, starting to understand the world around me and how that shit fucking works and how to move through it. People move through the world in their own way, on their own waves. Some people ride the same wave, some people don't ride the same wave. Some people, you know, some people march to their own tune. Some people are just now finding their own tune. And they start marching to it. Some people just, you know, prefer to follow, you know, what everybody else is doing. You know, I mean, it's almost like sometimes I feel like I'm the black sheep that walks amongst all the white sheep. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, people are doing their own thing so much that they don't even realize that I'm even around them. So, and then what you do, I'm starting to understand the wolves in sheep's clothing type of thing. I'm not saying that that's what I'm doing. I'm just saying it's like, you know, I'm starting to understand that concept now. So when you think about it in terms of the Bible, the wolves in sheep's clothing, then you know they're basically telling you what the fuck to look out for. They're telling you look out for the wolves and for the wolves in sheep's clothing, because there are a lot of wolves out there in sheep's clothing. People will fucking do whatever they can to trick you. So if you give somebody an opening to be able to trick you out of something, then that's your own fucking fault. That's your own fucking fault. You should have, you know what? And the thing is, now I'm starting to understand what my uncle always meant. He used to always tell me, if you do less talking and do more listening, you might learn some shit. I'm starting to understand that. As a matter of fact, it took me 40 years to start to understand that concept. If you do less talking and do more listening, you start to understand, and you start to understand the how to navigate the world around you. I wish I had applied that years ago, in my 20s. If I could go back to my 20s and do it all over again and apply everything that I know now in my 20s right now, oh my God, dude, like, you have no fucking idea where I'd be. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a 12-year-old son now, and I love him to death, you know. I love you to death. Sorry, my son Kendrick, Kendrick Jr., I missed your birthday. And, you know, there's some things going on. And if you ever hear this, there's some things going on between your mom and I, dude. That's just, and your mom, your dude, I don't want to talk bad about your mom, but geez, dude, man, I just hope that when the time comes that you understand. And please believe, I'm holding on to all this paperwork. So therefore, when we meet again, when I see you again, I'm going to show you what your mom did. I'm going to show you what your mom did and how she drove a wedge between your relationship and mine. Because she was so jealous of that relationship that she drove a wedge between us. So again, that was for the segment of the malicious mother. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, so if you hear those just understanding. I'm your dad, dude. I love you. I did not walk away from you like that. This wasn't willingful. I did not. This was an unwillingful thing. I didn't want to walk away from you. I didn't want to walk away from you. Your mom pushed me away from you. Using the white racist court system and using her white skin tone to demonize me. Now, when you read the paperwork, you'll understand. But, you know, but back to the segment, though. I mean, that was just a little interlude for my son. You know what I'm saying? So, my son, if you ever hear this, just know that your dad loves you, dude. And I think about you every single day. I think about you every single day. There isn't a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about you. So, anyways, getting back to starting to understand. So, I'm starting to understand the concepts of when my uncle used to always tell me, do less talking and more listening. You might learn some shit. You know what? Well, one day I decided to shut the fuck up. Now, when I started to shut the fuck up, people are like, oh, well, you don't talk very much. How come you don't talk? It's because I'm fucking observing your ass, dude. I want to make sure that you're the type of person that I want to be around. I want to make sure that you're the type of person that I want that's not gonna fucking, you know, try to do some shady shit and fuck me over. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to make sure of. You know, I want to make sure of that. That's what I'm looking for. So yeah, when I don't talk to you, it's because I'm fucking observing you. When I don't talk to you, it's because I'm fucking observing you. And I want to know who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking suspicious of everybody. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking suspicious of every fucking body. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. The only person that I could fucking trust on this fucking planet to ever tell me the truth about everything is my son. He's the only fucking person that I could trust on this fucking planet that is my fucking 12-year-old son to tell me the fucking truth every time. Every single time. Because that's my son. I know him. I know that little boy. Inside and out, because he is me. So, I know him. Anyways, so I can trust my own child to tell me the truth. Because he won't lie to me. I've never lied to him. I've never lied to him. I've always shot my son straight on everything. I never held a fucking punch. Even when it came to the whole fucking Santa Claus story. I'm like, okay, understand this, Junior. Please believe, if some fat white dude came fucking crawling in the window talking about ho, 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 I'm putting gifts under your tree. Dude, please believe. Nowadays, Santa would get shot. Santa would get shot and killed. Because there ain't no fucking way in hell that somebody's gonna come climbing in somebody's fucking window talking about ho, 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 and eat up your fucking cookies and milk. Dude, that's some bullshit. That's us that go down there. We just have you fucking bake the goddamn snack for the fucking late night snack that we want. Shit. So we go downstairs, we eat the fucking cookies, we down there wrapping your goddamn gifts and putting them under the tree because we paid for them. Man, fuck all that. Why the fuck am I going to sit here and lie to my child about some bullshit? Okay, and there damn sure ain't no fucking 6-foot fucking tall goddamn rabbit running around leaving fucking eggs everywhere. Where the fuck do you get eggs from? Chickens. Ain't no fucking rabbit leaving eggs laying around. What the fuck is that shit? That's some bullshit. So I never lied to my son. I never lied to him. So I can always trust him to tell me the fucking perfect truth every fucking time. Every fucking time. Every fucking time. I can trust him to tell me the fucking truth. And everything that he told me about him, that he seen his mom fucking do, I fucking believe it. I fucking believe it. Because that's her. She's a sneaky ass fucking snake. A sneaky ass fucking snake in the grass ass bitch. And whoever the fuck she's with right now, that motherfucker better watch out. Because she'll do your ass the same way. She'll do your ass the same way. So, anyways. So, I started to shut up and started to pay attention to her. After that, she let me know every fucking thing I needed to know about her. Why the fuck didn't I leave? I don't know. Did I ever fucking need her? Fuck no. I didn't. Because no matter what, I knew I was going to always fucking fall on my 2 feet. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I'll do me. Anyways, so I shut the fuck up and started paying attention to the ways of the world around me and how shit fucking works. I shut the fuck up and let other people do more talking. You know what I'm saying? I let everybody else do all the fucking talking. I might strike a conversation with you, but I'm gonna listen to you talk. I'd much rather hear you talk than fucking hear, you know, than fucking hear me talk. Because you never know if you might be learning something from this person. Or they could be telling you something that the universe wants you to fucking know, and you're fucking talking and not listening. And they say fucking God works in mysterious ways. Motherfucker, God is the Son. And I'm not talking about fucking Jesus neither. God is the fucking sun that shines on us every fucking day, that delivers energy to the fucking plants and the fucking planet, that delivers energy to us in return. Hello. So if people would shut the fuck up and do more listening and do less fucking talking and paying fucking attention to the fucking world around you, you might understand what the fuck is going on around you. So this way, you can navigate on your own path. Me personally, dude, I just like, you know, I just like being free. You know what I'm saying? I like being free. I don't like bonds. You know, I like being free. I don't like bonds. You know, bonds means like a car payment. Why the fuck would you want to get stuck in a fucking contracted car payment? That means you are fucking eligible and liable for every fucking thing that happens to that car. So while your ass driving around in this car that you're fucking putting all these goddamn miles on, do you think that for any fucking reason that car holds its fucking value? You're driving around putting all these fucking miles on that car. Do you think for any fucking reason that car is holding its fucking value while you're putting all those fucking miles on it? Fuck no, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It doesn't hold its value. So why the fuck? And people say, oh, it's a BMW. Dude, that car ain't worth shit. If you put all them goddamn miles on it, it's not worth shit. If it's your fucking everyday fucking driving car, it's not worth shit. If you gotta fucking get up every day and put fucking $40-$50 in the fucking tank because you gotta use fucking high octane shit. Like, seriously. I mean, come on now. Let's try to make some sense of the fucking way. This is a This is how I see shit. That's how I see the world around me. So when I look around me, I see people that's got, they have a house, so they got fucking mortgages or a mortgage. But some of them don't even look that motherfucking happy to be in that goddamn mortgage. So when you go inside the store, pay attention to couples that go inside the store. You know, you can tell the people that just got together, and then you can tell the people that's been together for a while or even married. Look at the dude. Pay attention to him. Pay attention to him while she's doing all the shopping. What does his face look like? You know what I'm saying? Does he look like he's about to snap at any given fucking moment? Probably. But I learned how to read fucking faces. I learned how to fucking read people. Like, when I'm talking to you, I look at you right in your face. I'm looking you right in your face. I'm looking at your eyes. I'm looking at your body movements. I'm looking at everything. Because something is going to tell me if you're lying. Something's going to give us a telltale sign that you're being untruthful. Something is going to, you're going to give away something that's going to tell me that I can't trust you. But I'm one of those kind of people that, you know what, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt until you show me. You know, so I'm fair in that aspect. So I'm learning how to navigate the ways of the world around me. And this is just, and the thing is, I wish I hadn't waited for so fucking long to do that. But it's all good. It's all good. Shit happens, you know, shit happens. And sometimes the universe has a way. Hola. Are you sleeping still? Oh. Okay, so I was thinking, like I always do. And I was doing some thinking, and you said that you're bored, right? You say you're bored, right? And you need something to do. In other words, you want to work, right? Okay. So, why don't we work on our business? In other words, you have the time right now. Put the time and effort into it. Start putting the time and effort into it. Go to Vistaprint, design some business cards. You know, do something like that. You know, design some business cards. Shit, there's all kinds of shit you can do. You know, just get started on doing some shit like that. I have an idea that I'm gonna start working on while I'm out here, and. Yeah, I think you'll like it. You know, I think it might wake you up and get you started. So let's get you started. All right. So we'll get it done. All right. I'll talk to you about it later. Hey, love you. Bye. So, damn, that was recording the whole damn time? Shit. Anyways, you know, I'm just like, I just don't know, like, you know, what to think about, you know, but anyways, you know, I'm learning the ways of the world around me. I'm learning how to navigate the ways of the world around me. So I decided to dabble in the world of business. Okay, so my first business flopped. Yeah. All right. It flopped. Cool. It happens. Shit happens. All right, move on, pick up and start another one. So now I'm a director and president of a nonprofit organization, corporation, called Dixon Foundation. So, that's what I operate every single day. Well, I volunteer my time to it. Let's put it that way. So, I'm learning the ways of the world around me through my own lenses. So, when you start to see things through your own eyes, through your own lenses, through your own perspective, there's nothing that anybody that can say there should be nothing that no one else can say that'll sway you off of what your plans are for yourself. Yeah, you might stumble, you might fall, you're going to experience a lot of shit. You're going to experience loneliness. You're going to experience fucking, you know, wait, what the fuck? Yeah, you're going to experience loneliness. You're going to experience, you're going to experience depression. You're going to experience anxiety. You're going to experience every fucking emotion, every fucking everything. Because the pursuit of your own happiness, to go in pursuit of your own fucking happiness, will fucking hurt you. It'll hurt you. But what don't kill you will make you that much more stronger. So every single day, I grow stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Because I shut the fuck up and started learning and listening. Or listening and fucking learning. And then I started to fucking pick up books. I was like, oh my God, it's a whole nother fucking way. Whole nother fucking world right here. Look at this shit right here. I was like, did you know that you can do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, X, Y, Z, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? I was like, oh fuck, are you serious? So this is what the fuck they're doing. Okay. So guess what? I'm going to do that too. I'm going to follow what the fuck they're doing. But I'm going to do it through my own set of lenses, in my own fucking fashion, in my own fucking way, on my own fucking time. Now, does being in business for yourself pay big? Sometimes not. Sometimes not, but it all depends on how hard you work at your business. It all depends on how hard you work at your pursuit of happiness. Is it fucking stressful? Fuck yeah, it is very fucking stressful at times. But sometimes you gotta look at it like this. When you're working on pursuing your own self-happiness, what makes you happy every single day, what makes you wake up every single day, when you're going through that, you gotta find something that makes you happy about waking up that day. Like, I look forward to my fucking me time. I look forward to my time alone in my fucking car. Because, again, my car is my fucking office. So, and that's why you hear all, you know, the background noise and stuff like that, you know. It's my office. So, it's my office slash all that other shit, too. I mean, I don't sleep in a car, but I'm just saying, it's like... But, you know, I spend 90% of my fucking day in my fucking car. You know, like, I get out of this motherfucker once in a while, but, you know, and stretch my legs and, you know, stretch my back and, you know, things like that. And, you know, get right back in it. And, I mean, but it's, you know, it's a fun little car to drive. It's not little, but, you know, it costs me fucking less in gas. Like, shit. I'm down there to my fucking destination, and I haven't even had to stop and play gas in the car yet. Shit. It's like, well, damn. Why, how the fuck? But it's all good. I mean, shit. That's all good. I mean, fuck, except me, when I get there, I can drive all motherfucking day and not have to put gas in the car when I go back home. So it's all about paying attention and navigating the ways and navigating your way. You know what I'm saying? Do things your way. Find your own way. Like, I prefer rental cars. I don't want to buy a car because I think it's the fucking worst investment that anybody could ever put their money into. It's ridiculous. I'd rather put my money into myself because I'd rather put my money into myself and invest in me rather than investing in somebody else's shit. Like, when you get your ass up every fucking day and you go to your job, are you fucking happy? I mean, some people are happy about what they do, but do you think that don't you ever sit back and think that, well, damn, if I can do this shit for this person, why can't I do the same exact thing for myself and make the money for me? If I put in all the time and effort into myself that I put all the time and effort to into this fucking into this employer, why can't I just do the same shit for myself? You know what I'm saying? Those are questions that I ask myself. Like, how, when I graduated culinary school and started to go full blown into the culinary business, I figured, well, damn, why the fuck can't I just do this shit for myself? Like, why the fuck did I go get a degree to go work for you so that way you can pay me fucking crumbs to do a job that I can do to do your fucking job? When I can just do it myself, when I can just do this shit for my damn self, and boom, that's that. You know? So, what do I need to learn the in-between? Okay, I need to learn how to promote shit. I don't know how to fucking do that shit. So, therefore, I pick up a fucking book and learn how and start fucking reading. And then, as you read, you start putting that shit into fucking action. Put that shit into fucking practice. You know? But you put your own tweaks to it. You put yourself into it. You know, that's what you do. And then you turn around and then you fuck around and say, okay, well, all right. Okay, so I understand the promoting thing. Now, advertising. Okay, how do I advertise? How do I do, what's the cheapest way to fucking advertise? Well, fuck, you're in your fucking car all day long. Put that shit on the side of your fucking car in a like a magnet type thing, right? Put that shit on the side of your fucking car and drive around with that shit all day long. Just to see how many fucking calls you get. You know what I'm saying? So then, boom. You got that. Okay? You know, find a way to go set up at a fucking festival or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Find a way to do that. Find a way to do certain things. You feel me? Because festival season is coming. It's about to be here. Festival season is about to be up on us. You feel me? You figure dealing me? You know what I'm saying? So guess what? You want to motherfucking, you know, shit. You want to fucking make some money? Guess what? Figure it out. Find your own fucking path. Find your own path. What is your talent? What do you know how to do? What are you fucking good at that takes you the least amount of fucking time to do? You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to do. That's all it is. It's simple. But you got to get up first. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is that paycheck that you so gracefully get up every fucking morning and commute to every fucking morning to go and do. Like, I don't have to go do what the fuck I don't have to do shit. You know what I'm saying? So, here's the thing. So, why would you not pursue your own form of happiness? And I think that's why, like, I can't get along with a lot of people, because because they don't see the world through my lenses. You got to see the world through your own lenses. And if you see it that way, then that's how you see it. I'm just giving it to you from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, my perspective is just that. That's just how I see it. And that's how I navigate the world around me. So, yeah, I learned how to fucking read body language. I learned how to fucking read facial expressions. I learned how to fucking read certain things. Like, you can say something, and I'd be like, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to you. Please believe I'm listening. But if you get a uh-huh response, that means I'm either learning something from you, and I'm taking it all in, and I'm actually listening, or I'm not listening to you, and I feel like you're full of shit, and I can't wait to get the fuck away from you. You see what I'm saying? But it's not just what you say. It's your body language, your facial expressions, you know. It's all of that wrapped into a whole package. You know. So, with that being said, you know, you gotta, I don't know, you just gotta find what makes you happy and just go do it. Get out of your comfort zone. That's what you gotta do. That's all you gotta do, and it's really not that hard to make that kind of a transition. You know what I'm saying? It's really not that hard to make that kind of a transition. Oh, and understand that what you take out of the universe, you better damn well be ready to fucking put it back. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, if you weren't a person that would tip somebody for something, even if it was bad service, that, you know, if you're the type of person that wouldn't tip somebody, that wouldn't tip them, you don't know what made that service bad that day. You don't know what that person's been thinking about. You don't know what that person's been going through. You know, you don't know what that person, what the issue might be. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, sometimes you can just take the time and ask somebody, you know, like, hey, how's your day going? You know what I'm saying? Maybe they want to talk, maybe they don't want to talk. But, you know, you just gotta be willing to open up to people sometimes, you know, not really open up, but sometimes just be a good listener, you know what I'm saying? And some people just don't know how to fucking shut the fuck up and listen, you know. You just gotta be a good listener. Anyways, so I'm done talking now. I'll probably do another segment maybe later on today. You know, I'll find a stuff. Oh, yeah, you know what? I think the next segment we'll talk about the fucking coronavirus and how I feel about that shit and how I see the coronavirus through my own fucking lenses and how it affects me and how it doesn't affect me. Whether I'm scared or if I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Shit. Fuck all that. Why be afraid? Afraid of what? Anyways, see the world through your own lenses. You know what I'm saying? You know, figure out what takes you the least amount of fucking time to do, and just go do that shit. You know, even if it's just bullshitting your way through your day. You know, I mean, fuck. What do you think most business people do? They bullshit their way through the fucking day. So, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to bullshit a bullshitter, and it's like, okay, my bad, you know. So, yeah. Anyways, so, just pay attention, you know. Shut the fuck up and do more listening. Stop talking, do more listening. You know, you might learn some shit. Anyways, I learned that concept, and it works for me. I'll see you guys later on. Peace out. Peace.